I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm calling from the office of Mike Coleman. I'm just calling because you expressed interest in volunteering.
The truth.
I'm so sorry
to have to thank you. Yo, sorry to interrupt the hard work. I know it is hard work, and I thank you for it. I just wanted to say, I know conventional wisdom tells us that an independent candidate with no money doesn't have a chance in hell of winning this race, okay? But I'm gonna ask you to listen to something other than conventional wisdom. I'm gonna ask you to listen to your heart, okay? And your heart tells us that we do have a chance because you're not some political operative flown in here sweating for some political party to do party work. You're here for you. You're here for the people of this district. You're here for your children. You're here for your future. And that's what I'm here for. So get out there, knock on those doors, make those phone calls, and let's win this thing. And on election night, we're gonna have a big party and Jenny's gonna save a little bit of money for beer and pizza. And maybe a DJ. All right, now get back to work.
I can't get a DJ.
I know.
Really quick, I moved your 1 p.m. with the Chamber of Commerce to tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Why?
It's 2:15 right now, so you missed it.
Okay, makes sense.
And, there are two FBI agents in your office.
Why? What do they want?
I don't know. They are handsome and authoritative, and they want to speak to you.
Okay.
Maybe they want to volunteer.
Hi, I'm Mike Coleman. What can I do for you guys?
Mr. Coleman, I'm Special Agent Sandler. Mm-hmm. This is Special Agent Winter. Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Mike,
you
is do? There something you need to tell me about?
I don't know. Is there something I need to tell her about?
No, Ms. Rosen, we're not arresting anybody.
Actually, Mr. Coleman, we're here to notify you of a specific security threat against you.
Really?
Mr. Coleman, we have reason to believe that you're being targeted by a very dangerous individual.
What? Well, at least somebody knows I'm running for Congress.
We've been following this guy for 3 years. He's good. Smart, really. And it's enough of a threat to notify you about.
Oh, Jesus. This is nuts.
Here. These are the victims that we know about.
Okay.
All seven of them.
This guy's a serial killer?
You'll notice something, too. If you look...
These guys were all running for office.
Good eye. There's several patterns, but the most prominent one...
They were all independents.
She's quick.
Oh my God, he buried this guy alive. Shot this one in his own bed.
Let me see this.
What's with these photos?
Every victim seems to receive the parting gift of a vintage campaign button from a failed independent candidate. This is Perot in 96, mm-hmm. Ron Paul in 88, Anderson in 80.
Here's Eugene V. Debs in 1904.
Yep. He's sending a message.
What message?
Well, the profilers all think that he is probably white male, possible military background, and that he's most likely compelled by a desire for order. And for him, the two-party system is the mother of all order. My take is that he thinks he's the savior of a world that is being destroyed by guys like you.
What's the play here? What do we do?
Well, we're ahead of him now. So we can deploy a full protection detail, put a barrier up, make it difficult.
You'll still be able to shake hands and kiss babies, but
okay.
Not as much, and it won't be fun.
You can put up a wall.
Yeah. The other option would be you could drop out, which would make you no longer a target.
But the FBI is not recommending in any official capacity that you exit the race.
Of course not.
Sleep on it.
In the meantime, here's our card. This is our emergency contact number. Trust your gut. If something's not right, call immediately.
Thank you guys very much for coming by.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Sorry it's under these circumstances.
Sure.
Don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Coleman.
Thank you.
There he is. Mike Coleman.
Stu Pfeiffer.
Stu.
Oh, that's right. That's today. Stuart Piper, from NPR?
Not anymore, actually. I've gone independent.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Stuart Piper, independent. Mike Coleman, independent. Discuss.
Sorry, Jenny. Thanks.
I know you're real busy. This will only take a couple of minutes. Mike, this is your third time running. I'm just curious. Do you see yourself becoming the perpetual candidate?
Whoa. Let's, you want to start now?
Yeah.
Let's duck into a conference room.
Great. Let me just set the levels here.
Sure. I have some water.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to be 15 minutes of conversation only to have one tiny snippet in a larger piece about Olson and Cryer.
Now, this is part of a larger profile that I've been working on about the independent spirit in America. You know, just beyond the talking points, what is it that drives a candidate to enter a race as an independent?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what I told you last time we met is that when I joined the service, I swore allegiance to this country, not to a political party. And I believe that once you've fought and bled and seen your friends die for this country, it's that's the hard part.
Okay,
it's a lot easier to just stand up just now.
You're a true believer. I get that. Everybody gets that. But Mike, let's be frank here.
Yeah.
You're not a career politician.
No.
This isn't your profession. And here you are entering into a race where both parties are putting an awful lot of national money into this. Now, what's the angle? Be honest with me now. Is this a vanity thing? Are you playing the spoiler? I mean, do you see that you could be causing more harm than good?
No. I disagree with the question. I'm not entering into a race dominated by two other people to fight against those people. I am entering into a race for something, not against something. I'm not against those guys. I'm entering into this race to fight for the people of this district.
Uh-huh. Now, I've been tracking a lot of independents across the country, and it seems to me that despite your posturing as being the outside group, separate from the two systems, separate from the two parties, a lot of you guys sound an awful lot alike to me.
I disagree with the premise of your question. I think the, you can't group. You know, I am really distracted right now by something else that's going on, and I need to attend to that, and I would really appreciate...
Sure.
You'll find me, though?
Oh, yeah. I'll find you. Okay. You're not going to get away from me that easy, Mike.
No, I know it. I can sense it. But I appreciate what you're doing, and we will see each other again.
Oh, right? This isn't the end between us, Mike.
Okay.
You can't wriggle your way off my hook that easily.
Hey, honey. I was listening to a report. You're waiting to hear them at least mention your name. Stupid me.
So, I had this strange meeting today.
When Olson and Cryer are on the screen together, you should be too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna call Penny and Diane in the morning. They have to do better.
I like them. They're doing a good job.
No, I like them. I just don't want this to happen again. Oh, Sadie just walked into a wall again. God. Sadie!
No.
Sadie!
Shh, honey.
What?
I'll check it out.
Well, what do you need in the closet that you... Oh, come on. Really? You still... I thought you got rid of that thing. You're against guns, remember?
No, I hate them. As soon as I make them illegal, I'll be the first one to turn this baby in. Now, please stay here.
Well, don't shoot the dog. Who is it?
Sorry to bother you, buddy. It's Steve from next door.
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve.
Oh,
Sadie, come here, you.
She was scratching at my door. Really freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Come here, you. You better say thank you to Stevie. Rescued you.
I don't understand how she can, you know, still get over the fence, but I practically got a carrier back here.
Yeah, she's a big hairy troublemaker is what she is.
Yeah, and a Nader fan, I see.
What are you talking about?
On her collar, right there, the button. Nader. Still blame the guy for boilers, isn't it?
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good night.
No problem. All right. 99.
Come on, Sadie. We're going upstairs. You're going to sleep with the humans tonight. Come on. Let me get you.
Ladies
and gentlemen, seriously, I have a... Hey, yo! Hey! Everybody, gather around. Come on in. Yeah, you can fit in here. In. I have an announcement to make. I know you guys have been working really hard, and I really appreciate that. And you guys are up against a lot of challenges, and sometimes that can wear on your enthusiasm. And I see that, and I don't blame you. We're all kind of nuts to undertake this endeavor in the first place, aren't we? And I've been thinking about what's most important to me, to my family, and to the greater community, and to this district, and I've decided not to run.
What?
Well, let me finish. Let me finish. I've decided not to run from the problems that face this country. And you guys are running with me, and sometimes we move forward, and sometimes we move backward. But we move together, and we're about to move into the toughest part of this fight. So let's get it in gear, hit those phones, get out there, talk to people, and let's make this happen.
Well, Mr. Coleman, that was certainly something.
Good to see you guys again. Welcome back.
We thought we were just coming to say goodbye before we head to Baltimore.
Supposed to be looking at another candidate there, but obviously that's not relevant
Listen,
anymore.
You want
to
catch this guy, let's catch him. I'll draw him out. You kill or capture. It's a win for both of us.
You want us to use you as bait?
Yeah.
If that goes bad, that is an elephant taking a crap on my career. What do you think?
I think you're out of your mind, Coleman.
All right. Let's catch this psycho. But this stays between us.
Copy, I got a visual on the crowd.
So that's why we're here, that's why you're
still about
here.
About 60 to 70 people, 15 feet of clearance.
We're all doing together this whole past week, holding these town halls.
Not a lot going on, yeah.
Gathering people together and having a conversation. Why outdoors? Because we want sunlight on this.
Down there in the fourth row,
sunlight, they say, is the best.
A white male, mid-40s,
let's infect,
beard, pea coat. Yeah.
Well,
what's he looking at?
The two parties are busy preserving themselves. They're not here right now talking to you.
What's he looking around?
Do you want to be held back longer by two groups who are constantly defeating each other?
Yeah, real tight grip on that duffel bag. Yeah. See if you can get a closer look.
Forward.
It's covered in buttons. Buttons. All right, I'm moving in. Go, stay on him. Foot pursuit. Stay on him, Agent Winter. Stop! Stay on him. Slow down, I got him. You got him? Get out! Agent Winter, what's your condition?
And it looks...
Give me the bag.
It looks like some of our plainclothes boys have caught us a pickpocket.
We got press credential in here.
Okay.
Stuart Piper?
I'm a journalist.
Yeah, independent? You can even give a real newspaper?
Good job. Give that man
Stuart Piper. Stand up, Stuart Piper. You're under arrest. Game over, buddy.
Round of applause, sir. He's working hard.
Yeah.
And if you send me to Congress, I will work hard. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Well done.
They've got him. It all worked out, honey.
It's over? Really?
Be prepared to be a congressman's wife.
You should have told
me
this before.
We pulled it off. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be scared.
Okay, this is such a huge breach of trust.
Honey,
somebody was trying to kill you, and you didn't tell me.
Was trying to kill me. It's over, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Mm. No, stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, come on. You
come
just,
on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You just Wait, totally... I can't believe
this
it.
This is Coleman.
Mike, Agent Winter, do you have a minute?
Of course. Yeah, I'll be right back. Do you want to coordinate our statements? Because I want to loop Jenny in on this.
Mike, we had to cut him loose.
Hmm?
He had solid alibis for every murder, travel documents, receipts.
No, no, but he ran.
Yeah, people run when they get chased. Sometimes this happens. Okay, can I stop by and talk to...
Hello? Hello? Agent Winter, hello?
What is it?
It appears our celebration may be a little premature because that was one of the FBI agents in this. Did you hear that?
Honey, you're scaring me now. Stop it.
Where's the gun?
It is with Professor Plum in the library. I got
Where
rid
is
of it,
it?
Okay?
Where
it's gone.
Where did you put it?
I got rid of it.
Son of a...
I didn't want a gun in the house anymore.
Okay, shh. Stay here.
What are you doing? Stop it, Mike.
Violent Crime Unit 3, how may I direct your call?
Yes, I need Agent Winter or Agent Sandler. This is Mike Coleman calling.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Tell him Coleman called and it's an emergency.
Mike?
Honey, quiet!
Did you just turn off the power?
Shh.
Did you reset the breaker?
Shh.
I got you now.
You think this is all a game? You think that you can just ruin the system, don't you? I'm gonna put an end to this campaign. Killing you! I'm gonna kill you.
Mike!
Laura!
I'm shot!
Reset the breaker. Agent Sandler?
Don't shoot, federal agent! Don't shoot!
Sandler! You're trying to kill him!
What are you doing here in our house? What are you doing here?
You shot me!
You were gonna kill him!
I was trying to protect you! I thought that you were him! I was coming to protect you! Put the gun down!
You said you were gonna end his campaign! You said...
I...
No!
Oh my God, put the gun down! Laura, put the gun down!
I don't know what to do!
Laura, put the gun on the table. Put the gun on the table.
VCU-5, I need an ambulance at this location. I have an agent shot.
Put pressure on this. Help me, get this coat off. Sandler, I need you to put pressure on this, okay? Keep your hand on this, all right? Okay. All right, okay, keep it here, okay? All right, all right.
Well, you're gonna get your national audience.
Jeez, you think? How's this play out?
There was an agent here on a routine safety briefing. And there was an accidental shooting when you were showing him your gun.
My gun?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to have a gun.
I know.
Well, that's the end of my campaign.
I know. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But the threat to you will be over.
Mm-hmm.
You're not about to get your nuts sued off by a reporter like I am.
Well, there's that bright side for me.
I'll let you know how he's doing, all right? Take care.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Agent Winter?
Hey, wait up.
Yeah, what is it?
Sorry, the medics left this. I think it's... Agent Sandler's jacket?
Thank you, Laura. I don't think he'll be needing that.
Well, I think his wallet's in here.
Well, he will need that.
He's gonna need his ID.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. It's not his wallet. It's a little velvet box. For a ring.
Ring? Let me see this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is that? Gavin T. Mills for Vermont, 1994.
That's a vintage campaign pin.
What?
Oh, my God. It's him? It's him this whole time. It's him!
Although technically I wasn't arrested, I was held overnight without charges and released this morning with no explanation whatsoever. But that's not where the story ends, Mara. Last night, apparently, there was a shooting incident reported at Mike Coleman's private home involving law enforcement. The FBI this morning released a detailed statement saying it was an accidental discharge of the candidate's own gun. Keep in mind here, Coleman is a candidate who's very anti-gun. Last night, the agent was listed as being in stable condition, but this morning, he's now dead from the very same wound. This is on the heels of an already very troubled campaign. And I also have information from an inside source, part of Coleman's campaign, who tells me that this is not the first time the FBI has visited with him. Though I don't have any more information to report on that at this specific time.
Hello?
He's dead.
I heard. I thought he was stable.
I went to his room. I told him that I knew. He looked at me and smiled. And he pulled out his breathing tube. He's dead in a couple minutes. I Didn't even try to stop him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Accidental all the way. No charges. We have got your back on this.
Wait a second. You're not really going to bury it. I mean, this is an FBI agent conducting political assassinations across the country. You really
get,
think
Mike,
that...
get some sleep, buddy. Get some sleep.
We had a deal. I helped you catch him.
I thought you cared about the country, Mike. Huh? The FBI does a lot of good. This would destroy us. We're on the ropes as it is. We don't need this. Sandler is dead. It's over. Move on.
No, the public deserves to know. And
don't, Mike. You and I both know this is all about you. You want to win. You want to be a national hero.
No, I am a national hero.
Listen to me, Mike. You're right. You are a national hero. I know it. You know it. Your wife knows it. Choose to be satisfied with that. Are you there?
Yeah.
Mike, really, thank you. When things settle down, if you ever need anything from me, from the Bureau, you pick up the phone, okay? Take care.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
I drafted this for you last week, just in case.
Let me see it, please. Oh, thanks.
Not a problem. Well, goodbye, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. It's with a heavy heart that today I announce that I am dropping out of the race for candidate for U.S. Congress. Affecting me and my family in a way that I believe in the goals of this campaign and hope that the two candidates... Hey, Stuart Piper, this is Mike Coleman calling. I heard your report, and I have some information for you. Maybe we can continue our little chat? Give me a call back when you have a chance. Bye. Jenny, come back in here, please.
Yes, Mike?
Is there any coffee on?
No, but I could make some.
Why don't you do that? Make a lot.
Really?
Really.
You mean it?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Third Party, with Ed Herbstman as Mike Coleman, Chet Siegel as Jenny, Rick Andrews as Agent Winner, Nick Canellis as Agent Sandler, Lewis Kornfeld as Stuart Piper, Amy Warren as Laura, and Bryn Magnus as Steve, with additional voices by Christian Palick, Carrie Hillman, and Tom Lisi. It was written by Ed Herbstman. My co-producer on The Truth is Carrie Hillman. Our production advisor is Peter Clowney. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.